Now, verses 19 and 20. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it's written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him to drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire in his head. Now, this is probably one of the greatest principles that you'll find in the Word of God. And this is the most difficult thing for a child of God. When somebody hits you on one cheek, it's difficult to turn the other cheek. Or like the Irishman, he was hit on one cheek and he got up and he turned the other cheek and the fellow hit him, knocked him down. Then he got up and he just beat the stuffing out of the other fellow. And somebody said, why in the world did you do that? You turned the cheek. Why didn't you leave it like that? Well, he said, I'll tell you why. The Bible says turn your cheek. And I had only one other cheek to turn. The Lord didn't tell me what to do after that, so I did what I thought I ought to do. Well, that's what most of us do. We do what we think we ought to do. Well, friends, actually, you and I find it difficult today not to hit back. But the minute that you and I take the matter in our own hands and attempt to work the thing out, and especially when we've been done wrong, to come back and hit as hard as we can, we take that matter out of the hands of God, and we're no longer walking by faith. What he's saying here is, you walk by faith with me, and let me handle the matter for you, because I'll handle it fair. I'll handle it in a just manner. And if this party needs to be taken care of, I'll take care of them. The Lord will do that. And God says, you trust me. And you and I can turn this over to the Lord and say, Lord, and I think we ought to do it. Lord, this part has injured me, has done me wrong, has said something about, lied about me, has been dishonest in money matters and in other ways. Now, I'm turning them over to you. You said you didn't want me to handle it. You handle it. And I think we ought to do that. Now, I find that the most difficult thing in the world to do, but there have been one or two times when I've turned it over to the Lord, and I'm amazed how well he handles it. He does it lots better than I do. I had a man that did me injury. He was an officer in the church, and he did me an awful injury, terrible injury. And my first thought was to clobber him. But I thought of this passage, and I went to the Lord, and I said, Lord, I'd like to hit him. I'd like to do something about this. And I could, but I said, I don't think I will. I'll turn it over to you, and I expect you to handle it. I saw that man the other day. I've never looked at a person as unhappy as that man is. He's had trouble, friend. I mean, he's had trouble. The Lord has taken that fellow to the woodshed, and he's whipped him in an inch of his life. And you look in that man's face today, and you can't help but feel sorry for him. Because the Lord will handle a case for you. I know that. And I wish I could say to you, I turn all of them over to the Lord. Sometimes I hit back, friends. Now, verse 21. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. In other words, he's saying, stop being overcome of evil. Overcome evil by means of good. The believer walks through this evil world with its satanic system. He cannot fight it. If you start fighting this satanic system, my friend, it'll whip you. Nor you can't adopt the same worldly tactics of hate and revenge. If you do, it means sure defeat. Now, God has given the believer the good, the Holy Spirit. He's to walk in the Spirit. This I say then, walk in the Spirit. He shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And if we live in the Spirit, Paul says, let us also walk in the Spirit.